Licorice Pizza was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar this week. Writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson set his story in 1973 in California's San Fernando Valley. The coming-of-age romance stars Cooper Hoffman as a confident teen and Alana Haim as his older love interest.
I don't need you to tell me whether I'm cool or not, old lady.
What was that?
I said m'lady. I said m'lady. My lady. I don't need you to tell me whether I'm cool or not.
You're not cool, and your breath smells.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco caught up with Alana Haim, who sings with her sisters in the rock band Haim, about her first acting role.
At the Valley Relics Museum, located inside a hangar at the Van Nuys Airport, Alana Haim tests out some old pinball machines. We're surrounded by vintage lit-up neon signs from diners, taco stands, bowling alleys, classic San Fernando Valley spots Haim remembers from growing up in the L.A. suburbs.
Oh my God, this place is my childhood.
I know.
Haim reminisces with Tommy Gelinas, founder of the Pop Culture Museum, preserving the Valley's history.
And it needs to be preserved because it's the best place on earth.
Yes.
The gift shop sells t-shirts with old logos, including the one from the original Licorice Pizza, a well-known record store on Ventura Boulevard.
The Licorice Pizza was that mom and pop, super cool buyers. Everyone that worked there was really cool. They played all the vinyl. The turntable was by the cashier. They would have like a stack of Led Zeppelin albums.
That was in the 1970s, decades before Haim was born. The 30-year-old remembers going with her sisters Danielle and Esty to listen to CDs at Tower Records, shopping at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, late nights at Dupar's Diner, and special occasions at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Even though everyone told me that it was uncool to be from the Valley, I loved it so much because we kind of felt like the misfits of L.A., and I still love being from the Valley. I love the Valley so much, and it was really one of the things that my sisters and I and Paul connected with.
That would be director and writer Paul Thomas Anderson, who grew up in nearby Tarzana. He's known Alana Haim and her entire family for years. In fact, Haim's mother was his second-grade art teacher. Later, Anderson became a fan of Haim, the rock band trio Alana has with her sisters.
I'm your summer girl.
I love, in my spare time, make music videos, particularly for artists that I enjoy, and I loved the way that they played. I loved seeing them play, so I offered my services.
Anderson shot 9 Haim music videos on location around L.A., and he made Licorice Pizza, his love letter to the Valley, with the youngest Haim sister in mind.
I'm cooler than you. Don't forget it.
Alana Haim plays Alana Kane in the movie.
Alana Kane is a little unhinged. She's very snappy. She will rip your head off at a moment's notice, but she'll also protect the people that she loves.
Only Alana could play this part. The movie doesn't exist without her. You know, the movie was written for her.
Anderson says he's always admired Haim's hardworking enthusiasm.
She's beautiful. She's funny. She has great instincts as a performer, and she's willing to sort of pursue instincts that maybe could make her fall flat on her face, you know? Then that equals fearlessness, right?
It was so mind-blowing that he even wanted to work with me and my siblings to begin with. So I think he kind of saw that, like, you know, I'm kind of like this wild beast that, like, I'll take on any new adventures.
For the film, Haim learned to drive a big truck with stick shift.
I was, like, sweating. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so intense.
In one scene, she's in the cab of the truck with co-stars Cooper Hoffman and Bradley Cooper driving backwards down the hills of Tarzana.
Bradley Cooper definitely didn't know how bad of a driver I was. I mean, he was, like, shocked when I was driving. He's like, are you really driving this truck? I'm like, dude, I'm fully driving this car. But no, I killed it. I mean, I was so safe. I didn't crash once.
She says a stunt driver did pull one maneuver in the truck. But Haim is still shocked Anderson chose her and Cooper Hoffman, son of the late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, as his leads.
I mean, we both had never done this before, and there would be times where I'm like, are we making a movie? Like, this is crazy. Like, he was just supportive and made us feel like, yeah, no, you can do this.
Actually, Licorice Pizza was a whole Haim family affair. Alana's sisters, her mother and father, play her fictional family in the movie.
Listen, young lady, you don't bring this idiot to Shabbat dinner here.
Listen, Dad, he's an atheist and an actor, and he's famous.
But he's Jewish.
He was going to take me out of here, Esty. Don't you even look at me. Don't you even look at me. You're always looking at me. What are you doing?
I didn't even say anything.
What are you doing? What are you thinking, huh?
It was literally art imitating life, like a copy and paste to a day in a life of the Haim family. With 70s garb and 70s hair.
Esty and Danielle Haim say being in the film was a bit surreal and fun for the whole clan.
The craziest part, I think, was that Dad never got a script. So Paul just kind of let Dad run free, which was really fun to watch.
And funny. You know. It was really funny.
They say it was also a joy watching their fiery, precocious Sagittarius younger sister acting with Bradley Cooper and Sean Penn, holding her own in her first movie.
Alana is just probably the coolest one out of all three of us.
Anderson says on the set for that family scene, the Haims' real-life dynamics came into play.
We'd probably shot half of the movie, and Alana was really this independent being separated from her sisters and her family that she's normally so close with. To suddenly step back into her family life, I think, was actually shocking. It doesn't matter that you're starring in a movie. You're the baby of the family, period. She was put right back in her place.
The Haim sisters clearly enjoy spending most of their days with each other. Alana says they began as a family band, Rockenheim. Dad played drums and mom guitar. They handed Alana a tambourine and timbales. Everyone sang.
It started when I was 4. It was like our family's weird version of camping, like getting close as a family.
Rockenheim played covers for fun and for charity at the annual St. Francis de Sales Fair and eventually at the Kibitz Room at Cantor's Deli. When she was 14, Alana and her sisters began writing and recording their own songs as Haim. They got their big break in 2012 when a London DJ played their music on the radio. Haim has become a pop rock darling, but Alana Haim still seems floored by their success. And now with the spotlight on Licorice Pizza, she remains a proud Valley girl, an ambassador to the 818 area code.
I'm from the great 18, and now I'm playing the Hollywood Bowl. It's wild.
In May, Haim headlines at the very concert arena the sisters once snuck in to see the Strokes and Tom Petty perform. But first, they'll be cheering for Licorice Pizza at the Oscars. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.